You said that we should only be, well, we are only interested in Radha's relationship with Krishna, but I feel offensive because, say, when I'm reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the qualities of Krishna that inspire Vibhav ecstasy, that I only like to read the pastime where Radha is involved. So is this offensive if I quickly go through the pages until I find Radha's name and then read those?
Otherwise, you will not reach the goal. Everything where Radhika's name is not there, yet the pastimes of Krishna is only to search around. Everything. In morning he goes to milk cows. Why he goes? Their Radhika's name is not there. Why he is going?
So that Radhika can look from her house to see him.
And he will see. But everything, why he is going to cowherd?
So he can sneak off and go meet Srimati at Radhika.
There is not name that he is going with Radhika.
Right.
If you search there, that time, Radhika name, you will not find there.
But sometimes it mentions his pastimes with the Pandavas, like giving his quality of Dhirodhat, it may mention a quality with the Pandavas. So
no. It is to make understand the devotees. He should know everything. What is fire he should know. What is water he should know. Then he should he will cook. He should know everything, wrong and right, so that he cannot make wrong, he should do right. What is right, what is real, he should both know. Then he will be able to know that what is true, what is right, what is wrong, what is right. So we should know the aim and object of concept, and also know Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Sidham, Suval, Sakha, Nanda, Yasoda, Devaki, Vasudeva. We should know the difference between Nanda, Nanda and Yasoda and Vasudeva.
You told us some time ago that we should learn the technical terms so that when you speak to us, we can understand. So in reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Kila Kinshit, Vilas, Lalit, Alankar, there seems to be a lot of overlapping.
At first you should know what is Advaigya? No? What is Advaigya? Yeah,
yeah. Is that like Achintya Veda Veda Shakti?
What is Achintya Veda Veda? The terms about Jeev, Nitya Baddha, Nitya Mukta, Emam, and Anadi Baddha. These are all terms. This will begin from here, and then in the end, when we have some taste and some greed towards only Radha Das, then we will know what is Krishna and what is all this. Otherwise, we will be deceived.
In what way? Deceived in what way?
In every way. Maya will come in place of all these things.
Anadi, Jeev, Anitya, Bada, et...
Be Pratishti.
What is that?
With realization. And then we feel have all these things, greed. Then as Vijay Kumar and Vrajana, they began their bhakti. Vishnupurva. More chanting, more hearing, all these things. One state, and it is finished, then second state, when it is finished, third state, by and by.
Although you told us to read those parts from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu now about the different ecstatic symptoms.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We will find only Sang, Dasya, Sokha, Basan, Nol, Tilkinchi, then all these.
That's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
No.
Well, Prabhupada, our Prabhupada quotes it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya, it has been given. Not fully, but
sometimes.
In some place.
Like the Vyabhachari and the Anubhavs, it discussed it. Right.
No? But then try to make it in our heart as a rasa.
How?
This is the problem. This is how. We have water, we have sugar, we have lemon, we have gulab jal, rose water, everything. I took 1 kilo of sugar and 1 bottle of gulab jal, okay, and 2 drops of water. Will it be rush? Everything has been given, but water is not given. What is given sufficient only? A little sugar has been. So you'll have to give in proportion. How to give? This is.
So we should read some of the
chants.
aki adika tusya chiniti krita mahu. O queen whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other translation is whose fair complexion is like the pride of yellow turmeric with scratch marks on it, as though the yellow turmeric, the beauty of the yellow turmeric includes scratch marks. I couldn't understand.
Explanation first.
One says, O queen whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of, like when Krishna scratches Radhika, scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other one is that whose fair complexion resembles yellow turmeric with a scratch mark on it.
What?
With a mark of a nail on it.
On what?
On the turmeric. I couldn't understand it.
What is the difference between two?
One says that her complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric, as though it was defeating the pride of the yellow turmeric. And the other one says that it resembles yellow turmeric that has a nail mark on it. And it didn't make sense unless you can make sense out of it.
But it's... you know,
Turmeric.
Haridra.
Haridra is in color. You know, do you have seen? Right, it is not ripe. Not written. If you do like this, are scratched by this nail, then it is so good to this. The body, the color of Srimati Radhika body is like that, more than that. Not dry turmeric.
But it is green.
Green. Not green. So he is telling you that. Or we can take it that if a man scratches a tamarind with this, any scratches line comes. So here Krishna can do like this to Srimati Radhika. So these scratches are more thousand times beautiful than that. He's remembering. Next, right?
Yeah, the others.
Other meanings?
Yeah, you seem to have covered the different meanings.
Srimati Radhika has, in his, this feet. This is feet. Lower part of feet.
Toe.
Jaw, you know?
Jaw?
Like wheat.
Wheat.
Wheat, you know?
Wheat for bread?
Yes.
When it is wheat, not...
Not flour.
Like this. Jaw is also like wheat. Something long. It is so much used for medicine. Brahma first has done it. So Srimati Radhika has some chinha of this jaw.
Symbol of jaw.
Oh, symbol.
One has to.
Oh.
Here.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And in this, everywhere jaw. And swastik chin, you know?
Like that.
Swastik chin. Ankus.
But,
See?
Oh, ankus.
Elephant
used for? Gold.
Gold.
Yeah? Gold.
G-O-A-T.
Gold.
Gold.
For driving
elephant. Driving elephant.
Yeah. And this thing. Dhanushbaan. And so many things, six things, kinds of all symbols she has in her head. And she is remembering that when Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhartrika, you know Swadhin Bhartrika?
No.
When Krishna is serving Radhika, according to his her will, then Radhika is ordering that you are Uchdena. You are
not done it properly.
You have cleaned my all these red colors. You should again
you have removed
by your head.
Then you have to put it
so
again.
Now again you should put it. Then he is going to put. And sometimes he takes here, sometimes he is here, sometimes worships, praying, and this comes here on head. So, this is the Saubhagya of Radhika, fortune of Radhika. And that is why Krishna is at that time. Vashibhut of Srimati Radhika, Prem. Vashibhut? Is under control of Srimati Radhika. So this is very fortune of Srimati Radhika. When you are ordering me, Manavati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, that Krishna does not know how to make it so good. He is doing and he is doing so much labor, but yet his hands are not free.
Mm-hmm.
They are trembling. So you should do. So she takes the kuli means?
Brush
from Krishna's hand. And sees towards Krishna, what becomes of Krishna face, how he is feeling. And then, he himself, herself, Rati Manjari, begins to do it. He is seen towards Krishna, how he makes his mouth, and she does this. So Srimati Radhika becomes angry, and gave his feet here to Dashi. Mm-hmm. Does it become so pleased that she has punished me, and by punishing has given chaap. Chaap, you know, sample. Mm-hmm. That you are my dasi. So much pleased. So he is remembering this past time. And now he has abhiman, pride, that she has given me shambhu. So I am his pakka dasi. Pakka dasi, you know?
Very nice servant.
Pakka.
Stamp.
Oh, stamp? Oh. Stamp servant.
If anything is without a stamp,
Henceforth,
no value.
Right.
If they have a stamp, then they have had some value.
Uh-huh.
Now I am some value.
Right.
If Krishna will tell that who are you, I will tell that I am Radha Das, because see my stamp.
Anudan diye che, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric.
Now understand?
Atonku,
do you want a stamp?
Your seed stamp.
No, Radha.
Radhika stamp too. One devotee asked you that do ladies have a better chance with Raganuga Bhakti because their heart is soft? And you said no, because generally ladies are not so strict. So how can I become more strict to become more qualified?
By Tattva Siddhanta, according to Tattva Siddhanta, understanding?
The conclusion of
Siddhanta, Vaishnava Siddhanta, Vaishnava theory. We are neither lady, neither
nor male.
Right.
Male. Neither male nor
female. We are not Brahmin, not a Brahmin, non-Brahmin. We are not sannyasi, we are not brahmachari, we are nothing of this sphere. So in mind we should know that we are the servant of Srimati Radhika. Or like what is that? So, if we have greed, then we should do accordingly. If we have not greed, then we will have to do with poison. This is this. But generally, it is seen that ladies, they can whip at once. They can fire at once. And males steady and form. For sadhak at first it is required. But they should be soft after that. So both qualities are required.
In the Vidagdha.
You see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers.
Mm-hmm.
Very few ladies in temple. Very few ladies. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, all Sikhs, after that, Raya Ramanandam, Sarupa Damodar, and all others, were of this mind. That we are Radhas. So you should not be hotok sa matho.
Disappointment.
Male should not also be disciplined. Everyone has adhikar to go inter. those who are qualified more, whether the lady may be or male may be, they are qualified people.
Hatosara dejected.
Don't be dejected. I first read Bhaktri Swami Sindhu.
Hopeless.
Don't be hopeless.
In reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Also you should try to Jagadhar at first. And then not your Prabhupada edition. This will not do.
What, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu?
It is in very short.
Not in detail, in brief.
Not in. It is not fully Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But it is abstract
summary.
So read it vistar,
detail.
You will have to go through the real Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ban Maharaj has written only Purva
Vibhag,
not others. But it will help you.
But Prabhupada didn't like us to associate with Ban Maharaj. Prabhupada did not like us to associate with Ban Maharaj.
You are not going to associate Ban Maharaj, but you are going to associate Rupa Goswami.
Exactly.
And Bhakti Guru Prabhupada.
Where can we get that translation?
You have?
No. Where we can get?
Yeah.
You can read Jagadharma, some detail is there. And you can read your Prabhupada edition, and where it is something, or doubt anything, come to me, and I will elaborately tell you.
But do we need to read the first half of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or can we start with part two?
First read, first Purva, sadhana.
First.
What is sadhana? And then read.
Okay.
And do sadhana accordingly. Without that, you cannot go and teach.
What do you mean by sadhana in this connection?
It is written in Jagadhar.
You mean Raganuga Sadhan or?
Chant Harinam.
Oh.
With so much affection and thought. Always thinking all the things which we should think. How to serve Radha and Krishna. How Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed in Vilas Pushpanjali, Rupa Goswami, in all other things. Ashtaka and Prasana, this one. And try to.
In the Vidagdha Madhava, there is a mention that Radhika appears to be jealous of Lalita and Vishakha. She says, I have seen Krishna's peacock feather on your flower pastime bed, and she seemed to be angry. Can you explain this? Because they are best friends.
It needs no explanation. It needs only to remember.
I don't follow.
Not following?
Because why should Radharani be angry or jealous with her best friend?
This is Ross. Sometimes.
It's just playing.
If it is not so, their friendship will not be so close. See, sometimes it should be like this. If quarrel begins,
Okay.
Prefer that we do not come.
Everything is true and everything is
not true. Okay. Okay.
They don't want that they should, you should come. You should never come.
You can't take all their time.
I also think that my all time goes. I could not do bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So we should also look after it as we look after our clothes, so that it may not be dirty. So our physical body should not be dirty. Not so that he cannot worship Krishna. So this is
it says that the Guru is the embodiment of all gods.
Of all?
Of all the gods.
What?
The embodiment of all the gods. What is this?
Set them to come for our other life to play with us.
So this is train, but it's a different kind of train?
And all others don't want that.
How keep eyes on you? Very hard. And I definitely think all hard. That is that meet with hello. You are God. So there are some things which you have to practice by the way. So that our true sapna is in Manu God. Then we will do naturally, swabhavikly, adhikari vasa, one side.
What was that prayer that you just said in another language? You were both saying that prayer. The one that you were both saying together just a few minutes ago?
And also,
my Guru Maharaj, told me to come in.
Is that Maharaj?
And then at the same time, I had it.
From where that time?
Pardon?
From where? From America?
No. I come originally from France.
France?
But I spent the last 20 years, I joined in South Africa.
South Africa?
Yes.
You met Giriraj Maharaj Swami at South Africa?
Yes.
How many years before you had gone to this ISKCON?
I joined in 1978.
You have left your home?
Oh yes, long time ago.
Now you are in ISKCON Mandir?
Since 1978.
We can help that.
It was about Govardhan Hill. That Srila Prabhupada had explained in the Krishna book that Krishna assumed a gigantic form to eat all the offerings that were offered in the
animal. I do not understand.
She said that Krishna took a gigantic form as Govardhan Hill to eat all the offerings, all the bhoga that the Brajbasis offered him.
And Srila Prabhupada says that Srila Prabhupada says that Govardhan Hill is none different from Krishna. He is Krishna himself. When I was reading the other day, in Sri Vraj Riti Chintamani, that Govardhan Hill is the best servant of Lord Hari. So I was wondering if you could explain.
You know Krishna?
Yes.
You don't know anything about Krishna?
Well,
he is supernatural head, fountain head of all universe and everything. You know? He is the Supreme Godhead. The Supreme Godhead is servant or what?
No.
Or jiski seva ki jati hai. To hum bhi serve.
Servitor Godhead?
Servitor Godhead or servant?
Both.
Not understand. You are understand.
Is God the Supreme Served or Servant?
Krishna is servant or?
Or the served.
Served.
Which one
what
is
he?
He served.
He is not servant. But we see that in Braja he serves.
Yes.
He serves father, mother. He serves Srimati Radhika. He serves his cow herd. He serves cows and cows. What's the?
Calves.
Calves. He only serves. Cows serve Krishna or Krishna serve cow?
Well, both, isn't it? The cow serve Krishna. Both.
We see that Krishna is serving cows. Krishna is serving Radhika and Gopi. And he wants to serve and praise that what you have done for me, and detect to you for
several gens and births and births. So Krishna is servant of such heights, now what?
Served or
what
servant?
What is it? Both. Likewise, you go back to an input. In such Krishna always cowherd, gopi and king. And gopis and all Prajavasis are understand or not?
Yes, Maharaj.
How you understand? What you understand?
Well, I understand that Krishna is both the servant in Braj and that he is also served by the Brajavasis. No. And that likewise Govardhan Hill is both Krishna as the Supreme Lord and
then
the servant.
He becomes Krishna.
Yes.
Everyone serves. And when he is at the shape of Govardhan, he is serving Krishna and he especially gopi, goat, cow, and we will have to judge and see if Govardhan is servant or he is servile. In what way we are in game? Understand what I'm telling?
Is it better for us, for our Krishna consciousness, to serve or think of Govardhan Hill as God or as servant? Which is better?
We'll have to judge. We have to think. In what way we are in getting? If he is God himself, gain is very, very little. Very little. But if he is servant, and we are also servant, we can gain much and much. Because if he is servant, and he is supplying punja, so many ports, rivers, sarovar, especially so beautiful kunji, kadamba tree, tamal tree, all the things which are required in Ras are meeting with gopis, everything is there. You know madhu?
Honey.
What are gifts? So many kinds are madhu. There, so many kinds of madhu. You know? So many kinds of madhu. All you know. So many kinds of madhu. Krishna and gopis test that madhu there. One is matter and other is how. How madhu is better and test. Test there. So Govardhan helps them to test all these things there. So if he is servant, he is nearer to us, and if he is servile, then he is so much far away. So we want that he should be nearer to us and help us to enter in that bhakti realm.
Generally, when we see a cave. Caves are not very comfortable for play, but Krishna and the gopis enjoy in the caves of Govardhan. So what is so wonderful about those caves?
There are some things. When Krishna wants to meet them alone, caves are useful there.
Very secret.
So,
good.
Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha are hiding themselves in the cave. And Krishna is touching them where they are. And anyhow, if he knows secret, these secrets, then he meets them. And the gifts are not like these gifts.
Not hard rocks.
No, no, no. So beautiful. And so good smell. And so well decorated by Vrinda Devi and Yogamaya. Everything arrangement is there. It is very, very useful for Krishna and gopis to be there.
How are they decorated? With flowers or?
Another question? That as soon as one sees the spiritual master, one should pay one's obeisances. But in the next of devotion, it is also stated that in front of the deities, one should not pay obeisances to anyone.
I could not understand.
In Prabhupada's books, it says that as soon as one sees the guru, one should offer dandavat. But also, in front of the murti, the deity, one should not offer dandavat to anyone. So how do you meet this? How do you reconcile the two?
We can do pranam to our Gurudev in front of deity also. But at all time it is not necessary. If I am here, Gurudev is here, no? And you are first meeting first day, you should do pranam here. And if you all, then he goes to Mandir temple, then there is no need of doing again pranam, Gurudev, in front of deity. Understand? Similarly, if the Gurudev of Prabhupada is there, and both are there, and you have gone there, your Gurudev is also there, what should you do? What should you do? If his generation is there?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I always thought that.
So this question should be put up to
Jadurani
and Giriraj Maharaj. They will solve all these questions very clearly. Have you seen Jaiva Dharma? In Jaiva Dharma, all these have been. When here is etiquette, but there, if two sakis meet themselves, they will not do any pranam arrangement. They will do pranam smitahasya mandi. You know smitahasya?
Smiling.
By smiling to us. And all other will also, in response, they will smile. And this is pranam. This is good. They will question by eyes. What happened for last night or anything? By their eyes will talk.